Welcome to WFIU's featured classical CD podcast. I'm David Wood. Each week we highlight new releases and classic recordings currently airing on WFIU and online at wfiu.org. Dmitri Shostakovich is either a name that excites you or seriously puts you on guard. If you're in the second column, you might just come around after listening to this performance of his 24 Preludes and Fugues, Opus number 87, by pianist Corey Bond. Coming to you from Bloomington, Indiana, home of Indiana University's Jacobs School of Music, so I have to admit that Miss Bond is an alumna, but don't let that turn you off either. This CD would make the list either way. The performances are absolutely stunning, and for someone who isn't always excited by solo piano, I've been very excited by this release. Completed in 1951, the 24 Preludes and Fugues had a rocky start themselves. Under the strict rules of Stalin's Russia, they were nearly relegated to obscurity after they were refused publishing. It was Tatiana Nikolaeva's performance a few years later that turned the judges around. Nikolaeva's earlier performance of Bach's Well-Tempered Clavier also happens to be Shostakovich's inspiration for his Opus 87. Quick pick this week is a re-release of a 1962 performance of Mozart's The Marriage of Figaro by the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra under Silvio Farviso, starring Heinz Blackenberg and Mireia Freni, among others. And next to Don Giovanni, I just don't think you get much better than Figaro. You can find out how to purchase this week's featured classical CD and others on the arts portion of our website, wfiu.org, where you can also listen live. A portion of the proceeds from each sale helps to support WFIU. And if you want to stay up to date with WFIU's programming, events, and special contests, join the WFIU Public Radio Group on Facebook or sign up today for the WFIU e-newsletter at wfiu.org. With this week's featured classical CD podcast, I'm David Wood.